Doug, I thought about you as I was watching Fed Chairman Bernanke speak on cable this morning, and it's kind of like we all hold our collective breath to see what he's going to say.
Yeah, it's interesting, Tony, because I've been listening as well, and he hasn't said much. He's talking about unemployment and is it structural or not. And the interesting thing is, when he took the stage, they started to the pre-market futures, which is just an indication of how we're going to open at 9:30 today, have gone straight up since he took the stage. So there must be some prepared remarks that they've released to the press that have not made it out of his mouth yet, but people know, and they must like what he's saying.
Well, he is addressing a conference on economic policy, and a lot of business leaders were wondering what's going to come out of that conference and how it might affect the market.
Yeah, that's right. You know, there's been this ongoing debate here the last several years and to some degree the last decade regarding unemployment, and particularly where we sit now, Tony, is it structural or not? Which is to say, has the economy just gotten so efficient from technology and productivity, we're just not going to employ as many people when the economy is at full speed. And obviously, the economy is not there yet, but when it gets there, are we going to have 4% unemployment or is it going to be 6? And he is saying this morning that he doesn't believe that it's going to be a situation where it has to be 6, that we actually can move back towards those historic lows. So,
Doug, this is an interesting week in business. Looking at the front page of the Wall Street Journal, the data on February durable good orders are due. The third estimate of fourth quarter GDP is due, and the University of Michigan gives its reading on consumer sentiment. So we'll know a lot more, not only about what's going on here in the country, but on Friday, the Eurozone finance ministers are scheduled to meet. So this is a big week.
It's a huge week. The last 3 weeks, Tony, the data up until that point, really this year, have been pretty strong. In general, coming in, economic reports better than expectations. It's been more of a mixed bag, though, the last few weeks. So I think we're economically a little bit in the prove-it mode for the market, because the market's had this nice rally, you know, let's call it 10% on the year, which is fabulous for the first 3 months of the year. And when you do that, you discount or you price in a lot of good news. And so now we need, you know, kind of some affirmation that the good news is, in fact, still coming. So this is a big week. Hopefully, you know, it drives its way through. We've had some numbers in the last couple of weeks not so good, and we've actually had some economists, and this is kind of interesting. We have not done this at Raymond James, but some other large firms have, where they've actually lowered their expectations for first quarter GDP. So it's going to be interesting to see.
On Friday, the Commerce Department will issue its report on personal income and spending. And, you know, as I was out yesterday doing a little bit of shopping, what I've noticed is that a lot of folks are out there and they're spending money.
They are. The retail has been probably really since the summer of 2009, Tony, has been a consistent surprise to the upside. And you've seen that in the retail stocks. The restaurant stocks have done phenomenally well. Starbucks, which is not exactly a cheap cup of coffee. I mean, I like it for sure, but it's not a cheap one. And if you look at what their results have been, people are still going there. So there's a lot of things. You know, it's never as bad. Maybe that's an overstatement. It can be as bad as we think it is for a short period of time. But what I want to say is that when the news seems so negative, and certainly the last few years, it seems like it's been broadly on the negative side. You know, the world just doesn't work like that. You start to get better than expected news. And you know, we've had it on the corporate side. If you look at corporate earnings, even in a sluggish global economy, they've been fantastic. I mean, American businesses are leaders in so many industries now. And the hiring will come when you have the end demand. And we're looking at the productivity gains, which have been really strong. It's indicative of employment. And I think we're going to see that picture start to pick up here as we move forward. And by the way, Tony, I just got an email in here, and yeah, no surprise here. It looks like Fed Chairman Bernanke is talking about more easing, and what that is that's essentially, in layman's terms, the Fed's going to pump more money, or the Treasury's going to pump more money, and the Fed's going to inject it into the system. And the market, I'm not saying that's the best policy, but the market likes that, and that's why we're getting the bump this morning.
Doug, before I let you go, how much is the media responsible? It seems like even though gas prices have increased, people are spending more money. The market's doing pretty well. It looks like the economy is holding, but we still are in the media pushing the story that, man, it's doom and gloom. Is it because of the unknown factor with Obamacare and what the Supreme Court may do, and also this debt that the country has?
And probably because it sells. It really does. People are anxious about their money for good reason. They've been through a bear market from 2000 to 2002, and we'll call it 2008 through the summer of 2009. And those are pretty fresh memories. And with baby boomers coming down the line, Tony, towards retirement, they've been experiencing that at their peak earning years, their peak saving years, and that has a negative impact on retirement. So when we hear these negative comments out there, it kind of keeps people on hold. And here's the thing, there's always something negative. I mean, you look back in the 80s, we were high tensions with the Russians, let's say. There's stuff going on all the time, and there's always a reason not to invest. And sometimes that's why you just got to make it simple and think about great companies. And if you think their product's going to be in demand in 5 or 10 years from now, that's a reasonable place to start, and maybe a good company to look at. And I'll just tell you briefly, with the market, the data is not as bad as we hear. Companies spent $1.2 trillion on their business, capital expenditures, last year. That was an all-time high. Personal spending was up $700 million last year. That was a huge year-over-year gain. Banks are, in fact, lending money. We hear that they're not, but they are. If you look at the data, they're absolutely lending money. The consumer's debt service level, Tony, is down to the lowest level it's been in 32 years, and housing's the most affordable it's been in almost 40. So if you add all that stuff up, it's all good. And I think the market is telling us, one of the reasons the market has been going up, smart money recognizes that. It's not all gloom and doom. There's actually some good things happening. Now, is it, robust? No, of course it's not. But is it as bad as we hear? Clearly it's not.
Are your clients nervous? Are they cautious, or are they optimistic and they trying to stuff more away for the future?
Broadly speaking, I think they kind of reflect my attitude, which I'm a nervous bull. Bullish here, have been since the end of last year. And the market's due for a pause. It doesn't go up in a straight line, and it almost has done that. So that makes you a little bit anxious, but these things I just rattled off, it's pretty good. It's an election year. Election years tend to be good historically for the market for a variety of reasons. And the other thing is, there's so much money because people are nervous on the sidelines, money that probably was stock market money, at least some of it was, that just hasn't gotten back in. I mean, I know people that sold out in 08 and 09 out of stocks, Tony, and they have not come back yet. The market's doubled. And they missed the whole thing. So somewhere in here, they probably say, I can't miss any more, and they come in. Now, whether we'll see that or not, I don't know. But if the market keeps grinding up, somewhere it's going to kind of force those folks out of cash into growth assets. And that's what the government's trying to do. You mentioned Bernanke. What is he trying to do? He said it. They want assets up because they want to create this feeling of the wealth effect. You're talking about people eating out, shopping, all these things. Why are they doing that? Because to some degree, they're seeing their monthly 401k statement, and it keeps going up, and you just feel a little bit better about where you sit when you see that. So there's a lot of forces. I mean, central banks around the world, they're playing this game to win, and they're trying to prop the system up. And ultimately, if they're successful, that's what we all want, and we'll see. But right now, they're doing a pretty good job of it.
And when you talk about the elections, Doug, bottom line, the market doesn't care who's president. They just want to know who that individual is so they can react accordingly.
Yeah, I think the certainty, you mentioned Obamacare. We have the Supreme Court starts to hear that. I believe it's this week. Probably know the outcome there in June. We've got a lot of regulatory issues, energy policy, things like that. So, yeah, the market needs ultimately would want some certainty one way or the other. And, worst case, we're going to find out in November. Maybe the polls will tell us ahead of time.
Doug Adler's with Raymond James in East Lansing. Doug, thanks so much.
Tony, my pleasure. Enjoyed it.